Connecticut Hotline. It's our octogenarian friend. It's Jesse, the head usher from the American Airlines Center and the Death Star. He works all the big games and events around here. Hi, Jesse. Happy Thanksgiving.
What's that now?
Say happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving to you two fellas, too.
Thank you.
Tell you, I sure do enjoy working on Thanksgiving there. I was working security at the Jared Dome for the Thanksgiving, and it was quite a trial, Jesse.
Yeah?
Lord, my gout was flared up something fierce.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
But I love working Thanksgiving because it's very lucrative for me.
How so?
Well, I learned a few years ago that all you have to do is slip up on one of them kettles and slide a hand in and get yourself a fistful of charity.
Oh, that's
just
stealing.
Defeats the Salvation Army purpose.
Oh, I scored enough change and dollar bills to keep myself in Maylocks and Franklin Mint collectibles for a whole nother year.
That's terrible.
It sure beats selling my body to women for their own sexual pleasure.
Oh,
you weren't doing that, were you?
Well, I used to be what you fellas call a gigolo.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I would allow women to use my Jesse body to bring themselves to the apex of pleasure.
Oh, no.
All their bodies would convulse and experience pleasurable contractions.
Jeez.
But then that old AIDS epidemic put an end to all that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure did.
I can see how that would scare you, all right.
Running a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, I tuned into your radio program for the first time this morning.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize you did a whole show on the real radio.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think we did?
I just thought you boys were a couple of college kids recording yourselves on a cassette player for your grandparents.
I know our show sounds like that sometimes.
Lord, you are on the air.
Yeah.
I could pick you up on this little radio here I got.
Uh-huh.
And this morning I heard one of you young gentlemen, I think it was you, Greg.
Craig?
You said that you wanted Mary and Barbara to be more of a north-south runner.
Yeah, that was me.
Well, I think you got your wish, because with this new stadium's orientation, that's exactly what he's doing. Running north and south, sideline to sideline.
Boy, you got a great point.
We need him to be an east-west runner.
Yeah, good point.
Well, you mentioned the Thanksgiving game that we had.
Uh-huh.
I got to be the personal escort to Mrs. Keith Urban.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, Lord, she's ever so fetching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's pretty.
Somebody hit her with a pretty stick.
Yeah. Sure.
Now I understand why Mr. Urban wooed her and courted her until he won her hand in marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then on their wedding night, I bet you he knocked the bottom out of that
crap.
Come
on. Jesse, don't talk like that.
Oh, damn, she makes me want to pierce my own loins.
All right.
Jesse.
But she talked with a funny accent. I don't know whether she was originally Mexican or Chinese or what. But
Australian.
She talked all messed up.
She's not messed up. She's from Australia.
Mr. Jones gave me specific instructions to keep Wade Phillips out of the stadium. And I tell you, Mr. Phillips kept trying to come in, but I was perched in a sniper's nest. I kept nailing him with a pellet gun every time he got within 50 feet of the stadium.
What a battle.
Did that scare him off, huh?
Well, them pellets just bounced off his hide, you know. He's,
yeah.
It's got that hide.
Yeah. Right.
So I didn't truly injure him.
Uh-huh.
I broke up a fight between Reggie Bush and Miles Austin.
Uh-oh.
They got into a fight over the prodigious booty of a lady called Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, we've heard of her.
Have you seen this large-butted female?
Yes.
She's good-looking, too, but I think they're both over her.
They were fighting over her, and I said, gentlemen, there's more than enough booty of her to go around. So I awarded them a mud flap each, and they were pretty happy with that.
Call it that. Disgusting.
Jeez.
Anyway, I know you fellas are up against
it. Yeah, we are.
What's that now?
I said we are up against it.
All right, then. I'll be there.
Beware.
All right, you fellas, take care, and I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving and a wonderful Christmas holiday season.
Thank you, Jesse.
What's that?
Bye.
You're what now?
Oh, gosh.
All right, talk to you later.
See ya. He could hear every word. 850 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.